BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 8 through 11. God delivered, answering prayers. Apostle Paul, God's chosen instrument to carry Jesus' name before the Gentiles and before the people of Israel, Acts 9:15, did not live a life that some Christians today would define as the blessed life and the abundant life. While in the Roman province of Asia, which included the cities of Ephesus, Philadelphia, Colossae, Troas, and others, the apostle suffered hardships and felt the sentence of death in his heart. The great pressure was far beyond his ability to endure. He despaired even for life. Apostle Paul drank the cup of suffering that Jesus handed to him. Paul received his suffering with mature faith. Quote, "This happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God, who raised the dead." He felt death. He experienced, therefore, a sort of resurrection. God delivered Paul from such a deadly peril. We will drink the cup of suffering and death with Jesus. God, whom we have set our hope on, will deliver us too. When suffering comes, we should ask others to pray for God to deliver us. Verse 11. I know many who do not want others to know when they are suffering, and they have reasons. Some of them are very good. They're just shy about those things. They have a hard time sharing. They just do not want others to know. Perhaps they're weak. So they do not ask others to pray. If they do not know, they will not pray, and they will not give thanks for the gracious favor granted us in answer to our prayers on someone else's behalf. I consider it a shame that pride, and perhaps shame, robs others of this gift of praising God for answered prayer.
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.